All right, guys, welcome back to the All Gains Podcast. We're back. We're better than ever, building back better. Let's get into it. Right, guys, so we are back. We have our this is our first guest back into the game, back into the podcast game. We have Jen.
Hello, everyone.
Jenny is here to tell us her current story about what's going on with her nutrition, with her life, and everything that she's going through to become better mentally and physically, and the journey she's on. She's going to explain us some stuff. We're going to give her some constructive criticism. It's going to be more of a live coaching session. It's going to be fun, but it's also going to be educational. And for the viewers watching, maybe you'll be able to relate to the story, and maybe you'll be able to relate with some of the stuff we say. So we look forward to educating and inspiring those who watch. Do not get offended, snowflakes out there, for we are going hard on America in this one.
Yeah.
So, Jen. Now we have not heard Jen's stories yet. We decided to hear her story on the podcast officially. So we're hearing it the first time you guys are. So she's going to explain to us what's going on. So hello, it's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while, guys. I'm very glad to tell everybody my story. Hopefully it does inspire people. Basically, it just means if you need to go to the hospital, pretty much, if something's wrong with you and you need to go with your gut and go get it checked out. Because if I didn't go with my gut, I probably would have been more worse than I am now.
So tell us how it started. What are we talking about here?
So basically, a couple years ago, I did go to the hospital for some side pain. I don't know if I ever told you guys this story, though, but so they did find out that I had kidney stones that were passing. But that was no issue. They were passing really well. But they did, in the CAT scan, they saw like gallstones. So I did know I had gallstones for a couple years now. I've tried to watch what I eat here and there, but I knew eventually it was just going to give out because really, like, there's the stuff that is in our food is awful, and this definitely proves it. And I have been hearing a lot of similar stories than mine, but mine's a little bit different. So basically, now that time has flew by, back in May, I had a gallbladder attack, and I've had them before, but they were very minor. But this one was pretty bad. It was like very intense pain. Nothing was helping the pain at all. And then in the morning, like, the fever began, and then I tried to take like an antacid, and just threw it right up. It looked like The Exorcist, and it was very disgusting. So try not to picture that, because it was really gross. And I had to like call everybody to say, I am so sorry, but you have to clean the bathroom. but my sister came home in the morning, because she works overnights. She is a nurse, so thank God I have a nurse in my family. So she basically was like, you're having a gallbladder attack. We should take you to the hospital. I'm like, okay, good. So we went, and that's what they basically like said the same thing. So I was getting some medication. They took an ultrasound. The gallbladder did not look good at all. They were like, yeah, there's gallstones. It's sludgy. It's inflamed. We should probably take it out. But they wanted to wait till the surgeon came in. So basically, I was in the hospital for a week, but they let me go like in the middle of the week because I was feeling a little bit better, but I was still like crampy. But then I went back like around like Thursday, I want to say I went back. It was like a Thursday. And I was like, I'm not really like feeling better. Like, I'm feeling a lot better than I was on the Sunday when I had the gallbladder attack. So the surgeon was like, so when I got back there, like, the surgeon was like, yeah, I guess we can try to take it out for you. I thought maybe it would like get better after some antibiotics, but it didn't. So when it was Friday, I went into surgery around like 5, 6 o'clock. And I woke up at like 8 o'clock. It was pretty late. and I didn't find out till the next day that they couldn't get the gallbladder out. So this is the twist of my story. I basically had this surgery twice. So the first time was the one in May. So she was like, I could not get it out. And like the look on her face too, like she was so upset, like that she couldn't get it out for me. But even though she couldn't get it out, the surgery was still necessary because not only was my gallbladder really inflamed, there was a gallstone trying to escape in the bile duct, and the bile duct was getting blocked. And since there was blockage, my liver was getting inflamed. So if I didn't get that surgery, it would have gotten worse. I probably would have had liver failure, and I probably would have died. I'm not like trying to be super dramatic, but that's probably where it would have went if I didn't get it done. So that's what I mean by like, go with your gut, because people were telling me I would wait, blah, blah, blah. Maybe wait till you're done with antibiotics. I would go back. Like some people were telling me to go back. I kind of wish she did it like the surgery earlier in the week, but I guess she was just trying to wait and see. She said she couldn't get out, but it was necessary because she saved my life, basically, and I'm really glad I met her. So my whole summer, I was just watching what I eat, because I was still also recovering from the surgery. So I was watching what I eat. I had to make sure my wounds were okay, and then I just had to take care of myself day by day, but it was still very uncomfortable. Like the cramping was like awful. And I was very scared I was going to get more problems because when she said there was blockage, it's terrifying. All summer, like it was just not very fun for that, 'cause it's very uncomfortable. And then I was doing like follow-ups with her every couple weeks. And then when we were prepping for the next surgery, so we were doing like ultrasounds and blood work and tests and stuff, just make sure everything was good. When they did the ultrasound, I had to do an MRI, and I'm like, why am I doing an MRI now? but then she told me she did the MRI because when they did the ultrasound, the gallbladder looked a lot better because she did clean it out a bit when she did the first surgery. When they did the ultrasound, the gallbladder looked okay. It wasn't obviously going to be 100% better, but she said the bile duct was bigger than it was supposed to be. So I was like, oh great, more problems. Like I was so terrified I was going to get like another stone or something was going to go in there. But the MRI came out clear, thank God. So after like multiple visits to doctors and getting all these tests and blood work done and everything like that, we scheduled the surgery October 6th. So I am currently in almost a month now, because it's been pretty much the whole month where I've been out. So I went in October 6th, and then to prep for the surgery. And this time it was different because when you prep for a surgery, it's different than being like in the hospital and getting the emergency surgery. When you prep for surgery, it's longer. Like it takes an hour to prep everything, and then it takes like another hour to recover. But luckily with laparoscopic type surgeries, you can go home the same day, which I did. The last time I didn't because there was a lot going on. But when I went in the surgery October 6th, I was in the hospital all day. The surgery was about 3 hours this time because everything went well, but she had to take her sweet old time because there was still scar tissue from the first surgery. So she basically didn't want any to harm any other types of, issues and stuff like that. But like I said, basically it's been really rough summer, but I'm glad it's over right now. It's been a couple weeks and I feel a heck of a lot better. You really don't need your gallbladder, people. So if you got to get it taken out, please take it out. I'm taking it day by day. The only thing right now, but it's normal, is just my stomach getting used to like eating without it. So there's some days where it's bad, some days it's good. But I don't really have any more discomfort. But I'm not even 30 yet and I'm already dealing with all these health issues. So hopefully no more stuff like that in the future. But like I said in the beginning, I I heard a lot of people gallbladder. And even when I was like recovering from the first surgery, I think I've seen about a few of my Facebook friends that had to go get it taken out a lot. So it's been happening a lot more lately. But I'm glad I got it out now. Like I said, I'm still young. I'm almost 29. I'm going to be 29 next month. So glad I'm going to got it out before I'm 30. And if I ever have kids, because I hear a lot of times when you're pregnant, if you have your gallbladder, you have issues. So if I have kids, I don't have that issue. But yeah, that's basically what's been going on with me. Like I told you guys, currently going through it still. I'm just healing now, pretty much. I finally went back to work. Today was my first day back at my one job. I went to my other job yesterday, so it feels really good to be back at work and be back and running around. I just have to watch lifting. And shout out to my surgeon. I don't think I can say her name, but she works at the Bayshore Hospital in Holmdel. And she's a great surgeon. Everybody recommended her, but shout out to them for saving my life, and shout out to all the medical people in the world.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now, I know there are many different factors. Obviously, mm-hmm. we will state here, we are not medical doctors, so no, we will not mm-hmm. claim to be so. But I do know that, I mean, there are many factors that can contribute to problems like this and why a gallbladder situation like this may arise, why surgery may be needed. But I believe, and based on everything I've seen, research I've done, I think nutrition is a heavy influence on many factors, including things like situations like these. Did your doctors ever tell you anything like how much your nutrition played a part in all this?
No, I don't think we've ever really talked about stuff like that. I think we were just trying to make me feel better, pretty much. But
feel better.
Did they because I know the gallbladder deals with like bile from the liver. Did they say anything about like alcohol, consumption?
No, not really, because also when they usually ask you like in the hospital and stuff, like, do you drink, smoke and stuff? And I really don't drink a lot. I do like an occasional night out with just like a couple of drinks, but I really don't overdo it. And I don't even like beer or anything like that. I just get like a cranberry vodka, to be honest, or like a sangria, like
so
a wine.
During this whole process, did your doctors or nutrition ever recommend you anything with nutrition? Did they talk about nutrition at all during these procedures, or did they only talk to you about the cost it would be, how much time you'd have to spend there, the bills that you'd have to spend, the debt? Like, what was the sort of...
Yeah, no, like, you know, nobody really did talk to me about that. I feel like the only time...
Failure of the medical industry.
I feel like the only time they told me about that was the day before the surgery.
What did they say?
The day before the surgery, the hospital called me and was like, oh, we're just letting you know, like, we did work everything out with your health insurance. The surgery is like $6,000, but they're covering most of it. You just got to pay like $250. And I was like, okay, send that bill to my mail, because I am not paying it right now. Because I'm not working right now.
So during this whole process, no doctor ever came to you and said, hey, you know, I know you're going through all this. Maybe you can eat these foods and it might help you or something like that.
I guess it's because I haven't really fully seen doctors like that. The only ones I really saw were, like, there was a really nice guy, for the first time I went back in May, really nice guy, that was, like, on the first floor of the hospital. He was pretty, like, he pretty much said, like, talked about that, more of that than the surgeon did. I think the surgeon kind of just explained to me like how
he's just
it happens.
Like, yeah, I'm going inside you.
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't the surgeon though. He was the guy that did the ultrasounds. And when I went back, he was the same guy that did my ultrasound. He's like, wait, they didn't take it out. I was like, no. But the only thing was, it's weird that she didn't try the first time. But like I said, maybe she just wanted to see if it was possible to get it to be better.
The one doctor that talked to you about nutrition, what was his advice?
I think they were just more concerned about me getting it taken out, because I think it was kind of too late at that point.
So they didn't even talk to you. They didn't give you any advice on what foods to eat.
They didn't even have... Yeah, didn't,
I mean...
Did they
what
not,
kind of... What is
no,
this?
No, wait. Did they... Because, like, I know, like, certain doctors, like, what they'll do is, like, when you're done and, like, you're in that recovery process, they'll usually try to, like, send you to other, like, doctors of, like, specific specialties, like nutritionists, or like in your specific case, I feel like a doctor would just be like, hey, consult this person is a nutritionist, this will help you so you won't have like any of these issues again. Like, because I've seen that with certain people who had certain surgeries, even what the hell is this? It's a specific surgery dealing with like the stomach, whatever. They, I know some people that have gone through that, and they had their doctors would be like, here, go to this person. This person is a nutritionist. They can help you be, so then you won't have to deal with any of these issues that you were dealing with here, and they won't ever come back again.
Yeah.
But they did they ever do that for you or no?
No, I think it's just because of right now we were more concerned about getting it out because it was really causing me danger. But I'm still going there and like for following up and stuff because right now I have to watch what I eat and stuff.
Did they tell you that?
Yes. She,
and what did they tell they you? They said what did they recommend you to eat?
They want me to do low fat. Only because right now your gallbladder is out, so there's nothing to filter your toxins.
Yeah, that might be different with a gallbladder.
But
thing
they're
than
not.
Regular.
It's not like it's not for a long time. It's only for like maybe like a week or two. But then you get to
so you're not doing that anymore.
Right. You get to introduce the fats back into your life.
So if it's only a week, it's a little different.
Yeah. It's only because your body is not used to this thing out of your like system. So, and like I said, that's why some days like it's like not my stomach's unhappy because like I said, there's nothing there to filter anymore. So it's taking a while to get used to everything. So like you just have surgery. So that's why you gotta like try to like not overdo it because you'll just go right to the bathroom and that's the only worst thing is you just go right to the bathroom but they don't I guess they just don't want to cause any other issues but you get to have the fats back like the good fats back in there they just want you to wait
because I know back in the day you know a lot of doctors would recommend like doctor nutritionist the food pyramid it would recommend like a low fat high carb diet.
But
studies and things that are being shown now are proving that low carb is actually a little bit better because because the insulin levels are lower and intermittent fasting sort of helps with that. We're not meant to be eating all this constant bread and sugar and apple pie and cookies. Yeah.
Especially when it's processed.
Yeah,
especially
the way we nowadays process when in things America are being is processed. Extremely horrible.
Terrible.
But like you said, but now that you said that about like the list of things, I remember the first time I went and then they wanted me to watch like things that would definitely like upset the gallbladder. They did give me like a list, like fish and greens.
Okay, fish is good. Like, did they specify whether it would be farm raised or wild caught?
I don't remember.
Okay, well here's something for everyone to know.
I really don't think so. I think they just gave me like a list. They just said like all the good stuff, like the good fat you can eat and the bad fat you can't eat. And
what I will say is that people who are listening should have wild caught seafood instead of farm raised because you have a lot more omega-6 fats, which is omega fats are basic.
I'm pretty sure it was in that list too. Like, make sure you get like the omegas and
yeah. You want to get like omega 3 though, because omega 6 is a little high inflammatory, and most foods that are in like fat, they're very high in like the omega 6, like the seed oils and all that kind of stuff. You want to get high omega 3 fats, which come from like wild caught salmon and like some good seafood, also like pasture raised and pasture-raised eggs and like grass-fed, grass-finished beef, like fish oil, stuff like that. You can get good omega-3s from, which is why people need to really research what fat they're consuming and in order to make the best possible decision for what fat they're eating. Mm-hmm. So before this whole thing, what was your nutrition like?
Probably not that great.
Can you give us some just names of some foods that you would eat before this whole gallbladder situation started hitting you? You can be honest. It's okay.
Yeah, like it was.
Gotta hit.
Like it's like all the stuff that people eat, pretty much. I'm really not big on like people always like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and stuff like that. Like I'm really not like that. I probably would do like Taco Bell once in a blue moon, you know. But
like things that are not fast food. Yeah. What would you say are the foods that you would be eating? Discounting fast food trips.
I'm really big on mac and cheese, and that's horrible to say.
Homemade or craft?
I'm gonna.
Homemade, definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, technically that's a little bit.
It's
better,
but it's still not good. The average American should not be eating mac and cheese ever.
That's awful. It's like the number one thing.
Unless it's cauliflower mac and cheese.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they've actually made cauliflower mac and cheese now. It's not bad.
But you have to remember that a lot of these cauliflower mac and cheese products are there's a lot of hidden ingredients that are causing some distress.
Yeah,
that's why you got
to
make it.
Companies try to make the most cheapest ingredients to get their product to become the cheapest and make the most sales. So a lot of shitty ingredients they sneak into these kind of products. So make sure you're reading the nutrition labels on all the food you're eating.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, with the ingredients
we got mac and
everything.
Cheese. What else would you say would be
I like chicken a lot. Like I eat.
What kind of chicken?
I like shredded chicken.
Shredded chicken?
Yeah. Shredded chicken.
I'm really big on like buffalo chicken. Like
breaded? Breaded?
No. You get the rotisserie chicken. It's like the best way to make buffalo chicken dip. Of course, you guys can make it keto friendly because
we do want to remind people a lot of rotisserie chickens from like a Costco stuff. There are a lot of preservatives and it's not the best raised chicken. Chickens are treated like crap.
Yeah, not even, like the store bought ones, but like a rotisserie chicken, like you just bake at home and stuff like that. But, or like there are some good ones that you can just look at, just like you said, check labels and stuff. Like there's some good brands that.
So what's something you would eat for breakfast before this whole cold butter is like? Give us a typical Jen breakfast. But don't be shy.
No, I'm just trying to think because it's really just different. Like some days I don't really eat breakfast because I wake up and go to work. So.
I support that.
Yeah, and then I just have like lunch as my meal. I like.
Well, when you did eat breakfast, what would you have?
I like eggs. Eggs and bacon, and the only bad part would probably be like a thing of toast or something. But
what about like, would you ever eat cereal?
No, not big cereal. I'm not a big cereal person.
What about
anymore.
Pancakes or waffles?
Oh man,
the only time I splurge is if I do like French toast, but it's if I splurge. But I'm not a pancake person. I'm not really a waffle person either.
I used to be the biggest pancake person in the world.
Yeah, before I discovered the truth.
Yeah,
until the truth was discovered.
What would you say, pre gallbladder Jen would be eating for lunch? What would you say the average lunch is?
I like to get I like to get salads a lot. Like I like to get like the big ones. I'm a big Panera person.
What would you put in these salads?
I really like the grilled chicken ones. Like they're like the Asian ones. So you get like the Asian vinaigrette and the grilled chicken. I'm not big on like breaded chicken really. I gotta be in the good mood for breaded chicken.
I was gonna say just be careful with those dressings because in the salads
I like Caesar dressing. I like vinaigrettes and balsamic. Balsamic, I'm good on. I love balsamic. or I just get like a soup. I'm big on soup too. Soup, salad, sandwiches. I mean, I feel like
what
I.
What kind of sandwiches?
Like the cold cut kinds, I guess you could say. Like a turkey, avocado, bacon club, I guess.
Would you ever have these sandwiches breadless, or would they always have the bread with it?
Bread, yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's okay. Yeah,
bread.
I'm doing this all with purpose. It's all with purpose.
Yeah, no. I can't do, like, the lettuce-wrapped stuff. But I like lettuce, though.
Because the problem is that when you combine bread with these foods, it causes a lot of inflammation in the stomach. There's a lot of things. What would the average Jen... I'm calling average Jen for today. Like, what would you eat for dinner? Like, pre-gallbladder? What would be some dinner foods that we can... To be honest.
It just depends on like what my mom would make for dinner, honestly.
So good. So what would your mom make for dinner?
What is she making me for dinner?
She likes to make like a pork. Like she loves pork.
Would you put barbecue sauce on that?
No.
Good.
I like barbecue sauce on chicken.
Oh.
But I get like the sugar free kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know many people that it's good, but so
or she would go like Italian, but
so like pasta?
Yeah, pasta, like chicken parm, but we're actually eating differently in the house because my dad really has to watch what he eats because he's diabetic. I mean, he's actually having a lot of health issues right now.
We need, yeah.
Because, and my mom has been, like, trying to eat better, too, because she's older. So we haven't been actually, like, eating like that anymore, like, stuff like that anymore.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, like, before.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking
about, like, but, yeah, no, yeah, like that. Like, before that, we would do, like, chicken parm and spaghetti. there'd be days where she makes her own mac and cheese. Like I said, mac and cheese is a big one. She really is big on that breakfast for dinner thing, but I'm not a big fan of that because she makes like you said, pancakes or like the little crescent rolls.
What would you
no
say?
Shade, mom, I love you.
and how often would you eat dessert?
Not that often.
We'll talk about like pre before all this.
I mean, I'm a big sucker for desserts, but I really don't. I don't really eat them a lot because.
How many days a week would you say you would have dessert?
Maybe like 3 times a week, not even.
And what
it's
would you have?
Because like I don't, we don't make any. Like we don't bake at home, and it's a lot of work to bake too.
So that's true. So yeah. What would you eat for dessert? Like, what kind of foods would you consume?
Well, I really love chocolate, so I'm big on like chocolate.
Don't worry, so does most of America, and it shows.
Yeah, I am big on cheesecake, but I probably cannot eat cheesecake right now.
I would not recommend that. I do not recommend.
I know you guys
that.
Would recommend that. Yeah, ooh. No, my diet is definitely not what you guys have.
Okay, so.
But I mean, to be fair, like you could make keto-friendly cheesecake.
You can.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
But no, I'm a big sucker for cheesecake, but. I don't eat dessert like that anymore.
So let's talk about now. So, all right, you know, let's start with today. What did you eat today? Let's keep it simple.
What did I eat today? Oh.
I know, we're going back in time.
I had a tuna fish for lunch with a no sugar added applesauce.
Was this your first meal today?
Yes.
And, okay, so you had tuna. Did you have bread with that?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay. Tuna is good. You want to get like the, yeah. I think it's albacore tuna. You want to get the best high quality tuna for those who are wondering. There are different qualities of tuna. You want to get the, if you get a good quality, you can get some really good protein with that. And it's actually very healthy. You get some, maybe a little omega-3 fats maybe.
So you had
tuna
like,
with, what was it? What else was it?
It was, yeah, because it was like one of those like low carb bread things. I forgot the name of the brand, but they're like, they really don't have carbs at all. But
did you get that from ShopRite?
Yeah, it was like the 647. Is that what that's called? Maybe. I don't know if you guys seen that.
I know that there's this one bread that's like a keto bread. It's called the, I think it's like Dave's bread or something like that.
Yeah, but that's not keto because it has a lot of carbs. It's just organic.
No, it's my dad uses it. It's very dark. It's in like a green package.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they have a bunch of carbs. Yeah,
is
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, no, I don't
know. Of course you've had it.
Yeah.
You have everything.
Yeah, I've tried it all.
I haven't.
Yeah, it is good bread, but it's not that great.
The brand I'm talking about, I have to look at the thing again, but it's not, there's really not a lot of carbs in it, and no sugar, like there's no sugar, because like I said, because my dad's diabetic now, so he has to watch his carbs too.
Did you drink coffee this morning?
No, I'm afraid to drink coffee because everything going on. I don't know how my body will react to it. But even before I got rid of my gallbladder, I have been drinking it with just like almond milk because
it's good.
I'm like afraid.
What kind of almond milk was it? Do you remember?
No.
Did you get it from the store?
Yeah, I get it from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, most likely the almond milk is. It does have sugar, so you should be careful of that.
Right.
So there's a warning sign. So I'm just giving you some.
Yeah,
some
I'm not.
Tips.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The sugar is not something that I've been watching out for. It's
that's something mainly, you must watch out for. That is the most important.
It's mainly
thing.
It's mainly like the stuff, just all the processed stuff, definitely.
Make sure you're talking to the mic.
Yeah, it's so, mainly like the processed stuff.
Right? So what did you have after that? What else did you eat today?
I think that was like kind of like my only meal. Like I made the lunch. Like I said, I had like a no shit red applesauce. It was like a cherry one.
Okay, I don't really know much about that. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It wasn't that bad. And then some graham crackers because that's like one of the only things that I can eat without like getting sick.
What right about now. I mean, I've never been too much of a graham cracker kind of guy. Yeah. I think it does have some carbs and sugar.
Yeah,
it's not
like
really
like I said,
I'm not
gonna lie. Like I'm not too good with sugar and carbs, but I've just been doing like simple things because I don't want to upset my stomach.
Would you
and
say
I
that
probably won't go back to like eating the way I used to because I'm gonna be I probably can't anyway.
Well, good.
So, yeah,
life-saving information. Would you say your new do you personally think your nutrition has something to do with this whole gallbladder situation? Do you think it might have affected in some way?
I would say so, yeah. I think it's pretty much everything, like all of the above. Like everything that's I've been eating, drinking, lack of nutrition, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people are definitely have a lot of nutrition deficiencies. Yeah. But we have to understand, we live in a country where everyone is fat. Like if you go to your local, yes, it's true. If you go to a local grocery store, and I say this all the time now because it's so true, I want people to really start doing this. Whenever you go to a local grocery store, you know, if you want to be non-judgmental, fine. Think of it as cope with it as much as you want. Look around and count how many people have a gut like hanging out of their shirt versus people who do not. This is not even trying to be funny. I'm not even trying to be insulting to Americans, but this is a real problem. We are in a serious obesity epidemic right now. If you go to your local grocery store, check out how many people have a gut hanging out of their shirt. That is not natural. It's not healthy. And it's not good. And it's going to cause a lot of future medical bills for them. And it's going to cause a lot of pain and suffering in the future. And I say that to say that we're actually in an interesting time, because the food in America has been corrupted by what we're calling tonight, at least as the Matrix, because the food, the way food is processed in America is not like it is in some other countries. We spray things with all these, what's the one I'm looking for?
You mean like pesticides and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Couldn't get the word out.
Yeah. Your words are impeccable, my friend.
And we have literally corrupted the food. That's why if you look at like Japan, the rice in Japan is cleaner than the rice here because it's processed better in Japan. And like, so people will, and everyone has probably heard stories of people coming here from different countries and gaining weight while living in America. Like, it is a real thing.
Because even in people in Italy, because, you know, Italians, they eat pasta and they eat all the stuff, and that's what they eat out there in their homeland. But when they come here, you eat that, and then you blow it up. You mm-hmm. blow up like a balloon. And it's because of how those specific foods are being processed here, because, granted, those foods are eaten there, and they are fine because that's where it comes from. Rice doesn't, as far as I'm aware, it doesn't really naturally come from anywhere in America. Wheat is one thing, but, you know, it's, I feel like how we create the foods is the problem. And that goes with pesticides, that goes with nitrates, that goes with everything like that. All those different types of things that we do to process and try to hyper accelerate these foods being made. And it's pretty much all of the you know how back in the day there was the military system where it was just very fast paced. It's that system is now happening with agriculture mm-hmm. and with our food processing. And that's an issue. Mm-hmm. It was an issue with the military back then, but now it's now an issue with our food and the way that we eat and the way that we live our lives now. Mm-hmm. That's an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, the only thing you had today was the tuna? Or you didn't eat dinner or dessert? Or
I didn't eat dinner yet because I had to come here. But I'm really not hungry. Like I said, like, it's going to take a while for my body to get used to everything again.
Have you lost your appetite?
When the first couple of days, it's still a little iffy, but it's not as bad. But it's like there'll be days where my stomach will growl, and there'll be days it's upset. But and then not only that, but I was getting things worked on in that area for 3 hours, so mm-hmm. like it was rough to like want to eat anything.
So what kinds of foods would you say that you eat now?
Definitely stuff that's not gonna get me sick. Like I definitely want to make sure I'm always eating, like, I really like chicken that's not fried, pretty much. I'm not really missing fried chicken at all. Like, I love
it. Yeah, don't eat fried chicken, please. Yeah,
I'm a good...
don't do that.
Because I like chicken. I really like chicken anyway. Like, however you make chicken is good. Steak, I'm not too big on steak, actually. But
Mike's triggered.
Yeah, I know. But when I want...
Come on, man. We got to jam you.
And actually, now that I think about it, it depends on the steak, like the cut. That also affected it, because if you get like the really fatty ones, that the gallbladder was not happy with that. Like I know, like there was a couple times where I got like prime rib, and love prime rib.
Oh man,
yeah, prime rib is good. Love that like we'll shit. Get it for Easter and everything, but unfortunately, like my gallbladder was already probably a mess to begin with. So if I had like prime rib, I know that definitely upset it. But I'm sure now I could be fine with it. I just gotta introduce it back into my system again.
Yeah, there's some people out there who recommend like carnivore diet, and some people recommend vegan, which I definitely do not.
Definitely.
There's like different ways. I think every individual has their way of eating, except for veganism. I don't believe in that because I think that we're made to eat meat. But you want to also eat like organ meats, which a lot of people don't talk about, which maybe they should. Organ meats have vital nutrients that are very important, but a lot of people only focus on beef, chicken, turkey. No, there's actually important organ meats that you can get from an animal that you should get from grass-finished animals. Mm-hmm. That actually make you feel better. But so I guess you would say that you've improved your nutrition since then.
Definitely. Yeah. I've definitely been watching what I eat and stuff.
Have you noticed any weight changes since you started eating healthier?
Yeah, definitely. The first couple weeks I couldn't tell because I was so bloated from everything, but mm-hmm. And then they like tell you obviously a lot of walking to get rid of all the gas and stuff and everything like that. But like it was the first couple of days were rough, so I didn't get as much exercise as I should have, but once I was like feeling it again, I was able to do some walking around and stuff like that. But the main thing was I wasn't working, so I wasn't able to like move around like I wanted to. But now that I'm back at work, now I can do that again. So mm-hmm. and I was completely fine, and I do like being on my feet and working around and.
That's good. Yeah, humans like that, are made to naturally move around. And yeah. We can't be at an office.
And then my one job, I'm in an office, but. I can like obviously like get up and help around and stuff, but right now I can't like because I work at doggy daycare, so I can't like get up and help walk dogs and stuff right now mm-hmm. because of the lifting and the pulling and stuff like that. So, but it's good to like be out and walking around and stuff like that, and it's just good to be alive, I guess. But yeah, no, definitely changing my diet is gonna be 100% different. Yeah, gonna change definitely.
Do you have a goal right now that you're trying to hit?
My goal is to just be healthy and not have to deal with stuff like that ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really? That's what a lot of people yeah. won't tell you, that a lot of medical bills in the future arise from poor eating habits, which is one of the messages we try to get off this channel, is that people don't realize the damage you're doing by eating the unhealthy foods that you are. So if you're consuming Taco Bell, if you're consuming all of these sugary products, all these bakery items, and you're consuming all these processed foods and non-grass-fed meats, you know, you want the high-quality meats if you can eat them. You know, mm-hmm. vegetables, a lot of people are not eating those kind of things. People are eating, you know, all of these processed crap that come from these factories. And, you know, I think yeah. there's an agenda by whoever is in charge of these things to make people as miserable as possible and to get them to just comply, because, you know, the elite want control over the I mean, I it can go we can go into
we,
conspiracy.
We can go down that rabbit hole if we really wanted to.
Well, we're keeping it simple.
God, we'll be here all night.
Yeah,
but no. Basically the thing is that we want people to become better on an individual basis, and the number one thing you could do is control your nutrition. Be aware of what is on the ingredient labels of these foods that you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you said that you've changed your like eating habits a little bit, so have you noticed yourself feeling a little bit better from eating a little bit healthier?
Definitely, yeah.
Can you name some changes that you've been experiencing while eating healthier foods?
Not as tired. I mean, right now I'm still recovering too, so I'm not fully like.
It takes time.
Yeah, I'm not fully there yet, but I'm not as like tired. I still get a little tired from like if I am walking around and stuff. Still getting a little fatigue, but I honestly think it's just gonna take a bit because it's been a couple weeks already. So, but no, yeah, I've been feeling a little happier.
I think a lot of processed food makes you feel
the main thing for me right now is just no more discomfort, because the discomfort was awful. I was so uncomfortable and miserable the whole summer. It was just awful. And like everybody would be like having barbecues and drinking, and I'm like, I can't do any of this. I can't do any of this.
What would you recommend someone in your position to do immediately to help themselves become a little bit better?
Like which type of situation? Like now, you know, or like before?
The whole gallbladder thing. Like if someone was going through the exact mm-hmm. situation you were in your spot, like how would you help them? What would you tell them to get things back on track a little bit and to control, to make themselves a little bit better in the process, like getting themselves better?
Yeah, like I said, I would say trust your gut. Like there's nothing wrong with calling doctors if you think it's an emergency, go to the hospital. I know a lot going on with the COVID and stuff like that, because I even felt bad. I was like, I know COVID and it's not an emergency, but if you really think you need to get it like checked out at a hospital, just go. Like they really are not gonna kick you out, and you might actually be right because you were trusting your gut and listen to what they say and eat better. Definitely eat better. Like, because I'm sure if I asked, and I'm sure if anybody asks, if they want like a list of things they need to eat and avoid, they'll give you like the whole packet. So I'm sure I still have that packet somewhere.
I would definitely would like to read that packet that they give you.
I definitely want to
critique what the.
I know. I gotta find it because it was a while ago and I left it on my dining room table and we clean that every now and then.
It's in the void.
It's very sad that a lot of doctors don't tell their patients about that they should eat healthier because. Mm-hmm. If you just look around, you'll see so many people just abuse their bodies with sugar every day and all these carbs and all these like on, and it's some of the fats too, right? A lot of fats are very unhealthy. The canola oil and the soybean oil they use in a lot of products are extremely horrible for you. Do you know about that?
I feel like I do. Yeah.
Well, you know, tell us what you know about oils.
What
kind of oils would you say are good for you?
Olive oil, definitely.
Okay, what else?
The only one I really know is olive oil. But no, I feel like I always hear about like how those other types of oils, like you said, canola oil and stuff.
Just okay, like, well, what kind of
just like the look of it too is just like oof, like that looks like that'll just clog your arteries.
Can you name some of the bad oils?
I'm
doing this on purpose, so don't get
corn
nervous.
Corn oil?
Okay. Check. Bing ta-ting. What else you got?
That was a good one.
Add sound
effects. I'm not too sure about vegetable oil.
Tell us what you know about vegetable oil.
I don't really know much about vegetable oil.
Do you think vegetable oil is healthy? Give us your honest opinion. You guys say yes or no.
I don't know. I feel like I don't. I don't know. I don't really trust oils except olive oil.
Can you name any more unhealthy oils? So, I'll tell you an oil.
Isn't peanut oil like another peanut
It's
oil?
Very high omega-6, very inflammatory, so I would not recommend it.
No, yeah. And a lot of people are allergic to nuts, so like if you go to a place and they use peanut oil, you can't even eat that.
So what do you think about soybean oil?
It doesn't sound right.
Do you think soybean oil is healthy or not?
I honestly am not sure because I don't think I ever used it.
If you were going to the grocery store and your mom said, "We need to cook some french fries and some oil tonight," what oil would you choose to use for that fryer for the french fries?
I would 100% say olive oil. Because that's one of the only oils I know is good for you.
Because a lot of people choose soybean oil.
Or canola.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, canola oil is definitely not a good one either.
No, that's right. No. Terrible.
But no, I also just like olive oil better because it's flavor. It's also flavor, so it tastes good. It's good for you. It's not going to make you feel like crap.
Yeah, especially when you get like extra virgin olive oil. That stuff's good.
Yeah.
What do you know about avocado oil?
I my sister has it at home, but I don't.
Do you think it's healthy or not?
I'm not sure. I feel like it is.
I'm not trying to scare you.
No, I feel like it is because avocado is avocado. So.
Okay, you're correct.
Yeah. I use avocado oil on all my meals.
Yeah.
For my regardless if it's eggs, regardless if it's steak, I use avocado oil on everything. Mm-hmm. I put it on top of all my food.
Yeah.
It's very good for you.
Coconut oil's good one, I guess you could say.
What do you know about MCT oil?
I would say it's
oil.
Not like the best oil to use, but
what do you know about MCT oil?
I actually have no idea what that is. I probably actually do, but I what
do you think
said,
MCT
no
oil is good or bad for you?
That sounds not good. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint because MCT oil is actually very good for you. It's derived from coconuts.
It's pretty much the same thing as coconut oil.
Okay,
it's similar.
I've never heard of it used as that term. That's I guess why. So
yeah, not many people know about the good oils versus the bad oils. Peanut oil is not really good. Canola oil is bad for you. Corn oil is horrible for you. Soybean, canola. Do never stay away from those oils. Never consume those oils ever in your entire life. Bad. No. Gone. Yeah. Never.
And you know
what?
Yeah,
like I said, the only oils I definitely know are good are olive oil and avocado oil. I don't know any other types of oils.
But you know what? This is the thing though, because I've noticed this over time, and I feel like a lot of people don't know is because they don't pay attention. And the reason why they don't pay attention is they're not paying attention to what the specific product that they're buying. They're paying attention to the price of the product. They want to save as much money as they can.
And in doing so, jeopardize their health.
Exactly. They jeopardize their health because they want to save the money in their pocket. And I don't blame them for it because these companies and the government just in general are just trying to make you go in debt and just make you become a slave to them. Mm-hmm. But it makes this habit become a thing to not just for, because I see it a lot in like the older generations, especially because a lot the older generations went through the Great Depression, right? And that was when this all started, trying to save money as much as you can because there was no money. There was just no money. And then that that thing kind of just grew and just became a thing over time, because they people in the Great Depression pretty much created the generation, the greatest generation of Americans through World War II, right? And so the people that were younger than them, of course, wanted to be like them, because that's just how, you know, influence happens. Mm-hmm. And so they just did the same thing, and it just became a cycle. But with that staying constant, everything around it changed. So now all the different foods are being processed differently, being created poorly. Things that are cheaper now are actually not good for you, and the things that are good for you are more pricey. Okay. And so people that want to buy specific products, regardless if it's oil, regardless of whatever actual thing it is, they don't pay attention to the quality of it. They don't pay attention to the brand, usually. They pay attention to the price tag. They'll pay attention to should I get this $2.99 oil, or should I get this $4.99 oil? Even though the $4.99 oil is the one that I should be buying, I'm going to buy this $2.99 because I want to save that $2. That is a habit that we've grown into, that is something that we need to grow out of, and we need to start focusing not on the price but on the quality of the product, because it will save us our life over a period of time. People will go through a similar situation as you, maybe even worse, maybe not as worse, if they keep going down this path, right? Mm-hmm. People that eat poorly, people that do whatever it is, right? It's because of the nutrition, their nutritional habits and their purchasing habits. If they can focus on eating right and eating at least not, they don't have to go crazy like gung ho like us yet. They can start slow. And they can build there, right? They get a foundation. But if they can just start with changing the habit of how they buy things and start creating a habit of watching what they eat and finding the ingredients that they should be eating, mm-hmm. it can start changing the tide and also start helping others to not have to go through similar situations as you or any other people mm-hmm. that, you know, have to go to the hospital and go through surgeries and then also have to hopefully have health insurance to pay off specific surgeries so they're not in debt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a horrible situation that we put ourselves in because we become complacent. We also don't like to, you know, actually look at things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you say, so let's talk about the mentality of eating. So would you say that you previously or currently been addicted to sugar?
No, it's always, I've, like I said, like before, like I'm not gonna lie, like I like sugar, but it's not like it's addicting. It's really not, because I'm not like, there's things that are just way too grossly sweet and stuff, and then there's things where it's okay, just a tad sweet, but no, I feel like I'm not like addicted to it as I used to be, at least, like now that I'm older.
No, we're talking about like before. Like, do you think you used to be addicted to sugar?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so, that's like when we like when we were younger and stuff. And
this is because like people need to know where they've been to know where they're gonna go. Mm-hmm. We need to analyze why we were addicted to sugar and how we can and how to know never to get addicted to sugar ever again. That way we can live a healthier lifestyle, because it's not just about being on a diet; it's about living a healthy lifestyle in general, and not going back to the old ways of eating sugar. So that's why I ask, like, what do you think made you addicted to sugar in the past?
I really don't know. I think it's just because I always liked chocolate. Yeah, I know, like, chocolate.
What about vanilla?
It was pretty much like a chemical reaction.
Oh, vanilla. Yeah, oh, my God. Like, I think it's just... No, I'm not a vanilla person.
You make me upset. It's
sorry.
Okay. It's all right.
No, I like now vanilla, but when everybody's like, vanilla or chocolate, I'm like, chocolate, please. Like, when we were, like, younger and they would bring, like, the munchkins and stuff, they'd be like, what do you want? Chocolate munchkins all the way?
I want powdered munchkins.
What do you know about Lily's chocolate brand?
I know that they don't, they do like the no sugar edit.
That's right. Yeah. You honorable. You're already honorable. You know the answer to these questions.
I don't even know about that brand. That's because I don't like chocolate.
I will teach my,
and they're
don't
actually
worry, guys.
Pretty good, because like, it's literally like if you're eating like dark chocolate, and I love dark chocolate. Yes. Like I said, like I like chocolate, so, but now that I know like I can have it any other way, like the Lily's brand, like I'm not too concerned about chocolate.
Yes, because, you are well educated.
You've been watching our videos, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, the thing is that we try to give alternatives to foods that are very unhealthy to people. Lily's Chocolate is a brand. You guys can find it probably at ShopRite. They use erythritol or stevia instead of the usual sugar that is in most chocolate, Hershey's. Mm-hmm. Definitely a better alternative to chocolate. So we try to provide alternatives to previously eaten food that is horrible for you.
Yeah. Remember the monk fruit thing that I showed you?
Yeah, monk fruit and stevia are some
like
of the best.
There was like a brand. It's really good, and I forgot the name of the brand, but it's like red. I could see it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like it's like Lakanto or something.
So, yeah. They have a lot of stuff on the website too. Don't worry about prices, like Mike said, because it's good. It's better for you than all the other stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna save a lot of medical bills.
But
if
you're definitely craving like a something like a dessert wise or anything really, I think that's definitely a brand to go to. But I remember there was like that. It was like their version of Nutella. It was like sunflower Nutella, I think. And I can't remember. I feel like it was like Suntella or something like that. But that was pretty good. Like there's like other ways you can get alternatives if you need to. If you really, really need that feeling, just go there.
Yeah, people really need to be careful about what they're consuming because people don't even know that they're addicted to sugar.
Yeah.
They don't even know that the Matrix has them by the balls.
Yeah.
Or as Trump would say, by the pussy. They don't know that the Matrix actually has people by their minds. The most powerful tool we have is our mind. And we are constantly having sugar and all these processed foods thrown in our face through billboards and advertising and TV commercials and at the store at the edge of the grocery aisle, which is by design, by the way, because they want you to buy the cookies and the cream and all that stuff.
I know.
We don't even realize how this stuff affects us. Will pay the cost, literally.
The worst thing I've been seeing, of course, because you always talk about like TikTok and social media and all that stuff, obviously not the worst thing.
TikTok is corona.
But like sometimes I'll like go through like the real, like the Facebook version of it, like the reels.
Oh, reels?
Yeah.
Oh,
some more bullshit.
But the people, like when the stuff that they get, and I'm like, nowadays, like back, like before everything, like I'm like, oh, that looks good and stuff like that. But now I'm
just like, oh no.
Now that I had like my gallbladder problem and I've gotten it out, I'm like, how do you people eat that? Like you're definitely going to have the same problem I'm going to have. Like I always see like the, what I eat in a day on the cruise breakfast, they're like eating this and then snack eating this, lunch eating this. So I'm like, how do you eat all that in one day? Like,
oh, well, I can show you how that's done if this was like 10 years ago. But
yeah, exactly.
Oh, you don't even know. Listen to this. So so I'll go on vacation like every year, right, for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I'll go down to Florida and be with like some family and stuff. And so during those 2 weeks, I'm off of my lifestyle. So mm-hmm. I'm off of keto, I'm off carnivore, and I'll just eat whatever. Mm-hmm. And like that's like usually the time that I'll just let myself go crazy, because you know, sometimes I feel like my body can handle 2 weeks of craziness.
Yeah, exactly.
Because and it also knows that once I come back, that I'm back on my grind again.
Exactly,
I'm back on the lifestyle.
There's
because
nothing
I love
wrong
it.
With splurging a little bit, but the thing is, you know that you're gonna go back to how you were.
Yeah, because the thing is that I love both lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
My body can. My body loves eating steak every day.
Mm-hmm.
My body loves eating weird foods every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like when I'm down there, I'll eat McDonald's. I'll have pizza. I'll have like there was a, actually, it was like a couple days before we had to go back home, and so we drive. And so I didn't want to bring any snacks that I've had down there back home because I won't eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there was like 2 days where I was eating an entire box of those microwave popcorns.
Uh-huh.
So like I'd have like three bags of them in like an hour, maybe even less than that. And I just continued because I needed to get rid of the food. And I gained that one vacation, I gained like 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I gained a hella weight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who I was talking to when I said that. Their jaw literally dropped. They're like, how are you alive right now? What the fuck did you do? And
sounds
like,
all right.
And like, that is something that people, but that's something that some people will, not everybody, but some people that have that have like an addiction, I would call it an addiction to food, especially foods like that. That's what they do almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
People eat like that every day. And at some point, their body is going to say, fuck you, and literally cut out. And like some problem is going to happen to them,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to send them down a spiraling road that could either lead to their death or lead to hopefully them changing their life for the better. And I hope that someone that either is listening or watching right now can hear what we're talking about and can see, look at themselves in the mirror and say, oh, what they're talking about is happening to me right now. And I should probably do something about it. I should listen to them and start fixing these issues so I don't have to go through anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go through any negative consequences, and I can start putting myself on a path of positivity and of good health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
This life we live is the only one, as far as I'm aware, we got. So I feel, regardless of how we feel about the way that we people eat, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know, we're here for a good time, not a long time. Let's just eat whatever. I don't like that. I don't like how that goes, because I feel like I'd rather be here for a long time and still have as much fun as I feel like I can have,
mm-hmm.
than yeah, just definitely. Trying to have an overabundance of fun and cut my life short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I hope people, and I hope you guys hear what I'm saying and understand that that's probably the better way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we got to understand that. We really got to make some changes up in here, because most people are not living the way they want to live, and they're not feeling the way they want to feel, because they're not treating the body the way the body wants to be treated, right? We constantly abuse our bodies with all these things, and we make bad habits out of every day. So, like, even sleep, it comes down to the way you move. Are you getting enough exercise? So, do you exercise every day?
Not every day, no.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I just work.
How many hours a day do you work?
Depends on my jobs, really. But I work pretty much all week, every day.
So how many hours a day
do you work? The least amount would be 4 to 5. And then the most would be 10 hours.
So what do you do first thing in the morning?
What do I...
Like, you wake up first thing in the morning. Oh, what do you do? What's the first thing you do?
What do? I get up and I get ready for work.
Well, how come you don't get up a little bit earlier and get a little workout in before work?
Work, I get up at, 5 to get ready for work.
What time do you have work?
I work at 7 a.m., so...
I know you girls take forever to get ready.
Yeah, and then, and I also, it takes me a good while to get to my job. I
mean, how come you don't work out when you get home from work?
I don't really work out, I just walk, to be honest. I'm not a workout person, I like walking, because I like taking my time, and walking helps me mentally, and
Walking is good. Yeah. I would say walking is good.
I do like to dance,
dancing's good. I
don't professionally dance, so don't get me wrong.
Hey, yeah, get up from the table, show us some moves. What do you got?
No. at work, my girls at work, we always talk about all of our trashy music, so we're always just twerking in the office.
She-Hulk moment.
Yes.
She-Hulk's been real life She-Hulk.
Yeah. There's some new music that is totally trashy, but I will still dance to it. I don't care.
They're dancing. Dancing's
really
good. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But I mainly like to walk. I wish I could walk with my dog, but I can't right now because the...
Do you think you should be exercising every day? Like doing maybe some squats, maybe push-ups, or maybe different ab exercises, you know, do you think you should be doing that?
I think I should, yeah, but I...
What stops you? No, this is serious. I'm not even trying to come at you. So what do you think stopping you from doing that?
I think just myself,
pretty much. That, you're right. That's true.
The first step of knowing that there's a problem is understanding that you are the problem.
So what do you think you could do to make yourself want to work out? Even though no one wants to work out, but what do you think would make yourself know that you have to work out?
Definitely what I've been through, my health issues and stuff. Thinking, oh my god, if I don't do something now, I probably won't be alive the next day.
Yeah, because we think that. True. Because we think that everybody, I think you should exercise every day. Walking is good.
And
walking,
I know a lot of people that know me that are going to watch this and be like, Jen, you definitely don't exercise. I'm sorry to say, but no, it's not like I sit around all day. I like to be moving around. If I don't actually do any workouts, I go and sit outside with the dog, and we go back and forth playing the ball and stuff. So, I play with my dog and stuff like that outside.
So would you say this incident changed your perspective on life a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. And or if and then if I don't like want to really leave the house, my house is 10 feet high because I live in a spot where Sandy hit, so I had to redo my house. So I will go up and down those stairs, and I have to anyway because I have two floors, so I have to go up the steps to get in my house, and I have to go up the steps to my bed, so I make sure I get my steps in, definitely. And
can you do any push-ups? How many push-ups could you do?
I really don't know. It's been so long since I've done a push-up, honestly. Yeah.
What about pull-ups?
I probably could do like at least a couple of them. I really That's don't good. 100% know. Because I feel
you'll
like...
You'll have to find out for yourself. Because sometimes like, I'll say that I can I feel like and
upper,
I don't.
I feel like I could increase my upper body. Like, I'm not like weak, but I'm not like strong. But mm-hmm. I know I have good legs. Like,
How many squats could you do?
I could probably do a good couple. Okay. Probably like 10. I don't know. Like, now I want to go home and like see how many I could do.
Good, good. Yeah. We want you to find out how many you can do. And you exactly, can report back to us. Yeah. Let us know.
But I do like, my one job, obviously, I have to like move around and squat and climb and get things off the shelves and stuff. And because I have to fix the soap on my wall and everything like that. So
we ask you this because the average American can't do many push-ups, the average American can't do many pull-ups, the average American can't do many squats, the average American can't run, some can't even walk. Some are lucky enough to even crawl because they treat their bodies so horribly that once they do end up in that hospital bed and then they regret it, then they'll realize that they spent years eating the wrong kinds of foods and it led to their downfall. These are the kind of things people need to wake up and know that you're damaging your body, and like you know, there are some things you do not have the control over, but there are some things that you do. You can control your sleep. You can try your best, at least, with sleep. I know some people have problems with that. I'm not going to come at you for that. That's a whole other podcast.
I love sleep.
Yes, me too. You can handle that by trying to control your sleep, but nutrition is the main thing. Exercising, doing simple things, just walking around, even just moving your body. Dancing is great. I think it's a good exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to control what we can when it comes to our health and not worry about the factors that we can't, because, you know, like, some things we just cannot control. Like it's like controlling height. You just can't control that. Focus on nutrition, things you can... Everything you put in your mouth, you can control that. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse. You can try to work on, you know, doing exercises and stuff that you couldn't do before. You know, it's all about pushing yourself. I mean, the average American, don't feel bad, because the average American can't do push-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't squat. They can't pull up. They can't run. They can't do any of these things. Literally, people are so weak these days. And it's pretty sad, but this is the way we are, and people need to start waking up and taking care of themselves now before it's too late, and you do end up in hospital bed. Because some people think, you know, some people got that high ego. They think they're extremely strong. I can take anything. Nothing can hurt me. I'm good. 10 years later, boom, diabetes. Boom, medication. Boom, hospital bills. You're in the chair. You can't move. You got all these diseases. You know, you can't move. You get a stroke. You get a heart attack. And then what happens? Your doctor said, oh, well, why'd you eat like crap all these years? And you say, I don't know. I just ate what my friends ate. I just ate popcorn. No. People need to wake up now, and you can prevent. As much as you can, at least. You can prevent certain things from happening in the future. And you can do that by controlling your nutrition. The easiest thing you could do is try to exercise as much as you can and control your nutrition.
Yeah.
How much sleep would you say you get a night?
Oh, I get a good amount. I love sleep, so I get a good at least 8 to 9 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Unfortunately, though, today I didn't get as many because it's been a long time since it's been a while since I was working, so it was like my first day back at work, so I was more like my mind was running because I was thinking about work. I'm not gonna lie, I'm thinking about my office cat because he's my best friend. So I was like, oh yeah, he's gonna be so excited to see me and stuff like that, so my mind was running a little, so I probably only got like a good 5 hours last night, so I'm pretty tired, but but no, I definitely always have to make sure I get plenty of sleep because I definitely won't feel good if I don't get it up. But no, I don't get too much. Like, if I do too much, like, I wake up and I feel awful.
Are you going to, from now on, sort of live a healthier lifestyle with your nutrition? Are you going to try to become better and not go back to your old ways, would you say?
I can't promise that 100%. You can promise us. Yes.
You can promise us right now.
Yeah, I can promise you that I will start thinking about it more often and try to do it more, like, day by day. Too, yeah, definitely.
Because we want everyone.
Because, I said, I know people are gonna be like, "Girl, I've seen you at the Taco Bell drive-thru," and I'm gonna be like, "I know it's been a rough day, but you know, but I'm really trying, and
that's
I
all
don't,
we can do."
Yeah, and there's, like I said, there probably will be times where I will splurge and go to the Taco Bell drive-thru because, you know, it's the Taco Bell app is amazing. but no, like I don't and then ever since, like, they told me to, like, watch what I eat, and obviously, like, really don't do carbonated drinks, because carbonation was a big issue too with everything.
Yeah, don't drink
soda. And especially now, like, when you get the surgery done, you're not really supposed to have the carbonated drinks because of the bloating and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the gas is trying to come out anyway. So I haven't even been drinking, like, seltzer and soda, and I really don't miss it. And I don't even like seltzer to begin with.
So we want you and everyone to realize that, you know, these foods are really damaging, and we want to encourage healthy lifestyles of eating and sleeping and getting all the things, you know, exercising. You want to live just a generally healthy life, because you'll feel better, and then you'll bring that positive energy out into the world, and that is what makes the world a better place. So you got to promise us you're going to... get your nutrition going and try to make the best healthy lifestyle that you can, because we want everyone to be the best version of themselves.
It might not be perfect, especially right now, but
and no one's perfect. But the important thing is that you're trying. Mm-hmm. You're learning from past mistakes, and you're understanding your body a little bit more, what you can take, what you can't take, and you're trying to make improvements to get a little bit better. And that's all we really can do, and that's basically what the channel is about. We're always trying to improve, even in the smallest steps can lead to big results. But it's all about taking those little steps and actually having the courage to say, I've not been the best person I can be. Let me change that. Let me try to get a little bit better. Now I'm going to try to start making some healthier decisions to improve my life in a greater way. And that, in turn, is going to make the world and the universe itself into a better place. We want to start making these small little changes to make big impacts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also, pro tip, don't try to eat something for the reason of feeling. Mm-hmm. If you are feeling a specific way, don't eat something because of how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of people that will be like, oh, I'm not feeling great today. I'm gonna eat these Cheetos or something to make me feel better or something like that. Or I'm upset. I'm really upset. I want to have this ice cream right here. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you feel a specific way, don't let that affect the way that you eat. It's even happened to me a few times where I've done that. It's happened to me in the opposite way. It's happened to me where I'm like, oh, I'm feeling really good, maybe I should treat myself. Don't do that either. Because if you're feeling good, then you're like, okay, cool, I'm feeling good. Let me not ruin it for myself. Let me be good and let me continue that way. By doing those steps, especially in the beginning, it'll help you in the future. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Trust me on that.
Yeah, so, you know, we want to encourage these healthy tips, and we want people to be the best version of themselves, but you have to start making the changes within yourself and take this actionable advice and put it to use, because, you know, you could be safe, you know, you got lucky now, but, you know, we want to prevent future, you know, just disturbances, and we want to try to make just, like, healthier changes that can impact the future, because we have a long way to go, you know, in this thing called life. We want to make a good result of it. We want to be, you know, want to be the best, so... We got to treat ourselves like we are valuable. You know, we could do that by treating our body good, and we get good results out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anything else to add?
What did you think of this experience? What we've said to you and stuff. What do you take away from this?
I definitely learned a lot more than I thought and stuff. But I've known a couple of things because I've watched you guys a lot and stuff, and I know you guys for a long time. But I feel like it the outcome came how I wanted it to, because I just wanted everybody to hear my story, because it's a little bit different than what most people go through when it comes to gallbladders. They're like, oh yeah, I got it taken out. I'm like, yeah, well, I had the surgery twice, people.
yes, it's no joke.
Yeah, but it did lead into something that you guys could talk to me about and stuff. So, I feel good talking about it, and I always feel good talking about it, but now I could talk about it to other people, like a lot of people.
People need to be aware of these things.
Because I mean, they only talk to people about it that I know, or and like doctors. Like if I go to like a doctor's office, they'll be like when I had to get my daily checkup from my lady doctor, like she would be like gallbladder, and I'll be like, not fully out. but I have to tell people my story, and they get surprised, but it saved my life the first time, and it saved my life the second time.
Yeah, we really want to see you succeed, and we want you to be healthier, and we want you to make good decisions for yourself, and it all starts with you. We can open the door, but you have to walk through. You have to make the decisions. When you wake up tomorrow, you don't look at the waffle menu. You just make some nice pasteurized eggs, cooked in grass-fed butter, right, and inside of bacon. You know, you don't want to eat the shitty oatmeal with the full of sugar, and then you eat the waffles, and then lunch you eat, like, you know, some breaded chicken dipped in like sugary barbecue sauce and dinner. You have like this whole pasta thing with the garlic bread. Like, no, stop that.
Like, no, definitely not.
So I know you'll take this advice and you'll make good things out of it, but you know, appreciate you coming on. We're gonna end it here. And yeah, hopefully definitely. The views got
I'm
some.
I'm very happy to be your first guest in your new area.
It is super epic.
Yes.
Exactly. So hopefully the audience found some value. So make sure you guys subscribe to the channel if you have not already. Make sure you guys hit the like button as well. We want to get these numbers up. You could also donate to the Cash App. Link in the description below. Money goes towards the funds, towards the channel. Mike, it takes a lot of time to edit these videos, so show him some appreciation.
And thank you, Mike, for letting me come here to do this too.
Yes.
So with that said, we're going to see you guys in the next podcast or video.